in the same quote in scripture, that he who teaches mine and me, I will give perfect peace. Could you just talk on that a little bit, please?
Somebody told me that she was, or he was, in a very good state of mind and very blessed feeling, and he was driving and he was absolutely proud and feeling very peaceful and thing, and he was going, she was going very fast because it was a good state, and suddenly she had to side on it, you know, behind him, and absolutely that thousand took him from that state of mind and brought him back. And she was very bad because the police stopped her, and so that was one of the our people. I don't remember who told me that, but anybody remembers who told us that? I think it was Sarah, wasn't it? Okay, but anyway, so that person just came absolutely down to earth and became very agitated her mind and very uncomfortable that it had happened to him. Well, how such a high person like her or him, you know, can be entrusted to policeman and teach it. So we can we have two choices. Either live in this world and deal with it and it's a very agitating world and agitated your mind all the time. We can create an environment that such a peace of mind that we are talking about can be possible. Or we can escape the world and create such a mind. If we strive to have that peace of mind in this world, the only way we can have that peace of mind is to become a kind of escapist, compromise a lot in our life so we can have a peaceful place and create a environment that we think is peaceful and we peace and we feel the peace in ourselves, and therefore that verse makes sense to us. That verse, of course, is possible in the environment that the relationship between human is not agitated, and people can live in the community and in the society without being agitated all the time with the propaganda, with the advertisement, with the sexual connotation of everything, and with the cheating and all those things that happen all the time, and agitate and create a lot of stress in our lives. Probably our parents didn't have as much stress as we do, because they live in a much more peaceful environment. So we can see the peace of mind comes very much related to the environment we live in. Of course, if you're, you live in an island and you have such a life that you can provide for yourself in a way that this agitation doesn't affect you, you must create of that peace of mind. But that creation of the peace of mind is a such an environment is an illusion, that you have that peace of mind, nothing is affecting you, but it eventually will affect you, because it's going to come to you. Yeah. It's not something that is going to affect you, because it's going to trip to everyone, because it's going to get worse and worse and worse, and eventually affecting them. Those who think they have the peace of mind because they are living in an isolated environment. So, and we can see that that peace that is talking about in that verse is very much related to the environment that you live in. Okay? If you can create an environment for yourself that having that peace of mind, yes, you can create it, but it's not going to last forever, and also you might have to compromise a lot to create that environment. And eventually that the stressful environment is creating help to everyone, and nobody's going to have that peace of mind in them. That is why in our teaching, we teach the commons of life. We create the commons of life all over the world, and eventually people start helping each other, be honest, be, many people to be in that state of peace and oneness, then you can create an environment that a lot of people will experience that person. A lot of people will have that peace. And quite actually, that is the goal. That's why we create the Communist of Life. That's what we propagate the creation of the Communist of Life based on this internet and the only one path. So many people are connected to God. Many people will have the peace of God in them. Because if you don't have the peace, you don't know God. As simple as that. Be a still and know that I am God. Yeah. So the stillness is that quietness of mind, that peace of mind that that was talked about. So the answer to your question is the peace of mind and your environment is interrelated very much. Okay. So if you only seek for your own peace, you will not have it. Or you have to compromise a lot for your current skills. Okay. But if you are working for creation, an environment that everybody is at peace, then the answer again comes of life, the kind of your own path and teaching. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to mention little peace, no God. I saw a bumper sticker not too long ago, and it said, "No peace, no God." And it flashed, and it said, "No God, no peace. Pain was that your God, and pain was that your peace."
Absolutely, yeah. You're absolutely, that bumper is absolutely correct. It said, you know, but the reason you don't have that peace probably is because a lot of people don't have God. You don't even have to say God anymore. If you say God, everybody look at you like, "Oh, a strange looking man you are," or, you know, "What's the matter with you?" You said the word God, that's prohibited. You're not supposed to say it, okay? Because they try to call it a thing, but not the word God. The spirit, higher consciousness, no, this or that, but not the word of God. That's you. That's a good bumper sticker, and that's just good. Peace will not come without God. And God will not come without peace. That's why we are trying to create peace on earth. We are trying to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's why the eternal divine path is the answer to all our problems and questions. You know, and then somebody says, how can somebody know all the answers? Because we know the eternal divine path. And that is the way, that is the only way to reach that peace that everybody sees. That would make sense. No question?
I just
want to say
that I'll bet you that if the world keeps going the way it's going,
let's go to this.
Mm-hmm.
If the world what?
If the world keeps going the way it's going pretty soon, the F word is going to be not in the beginning, God is going to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's all the ease. It's all the ease. Everything else is okay. You know, adultery, education, stealing,
gay guys,
that's right.
Lying.
No. You know, coveting your neighbor.
What do I mean?
Coveting?
Yeah, because in the Bible it says, do not covet your neighbor's oxen or
things. It's desire other people's property or being jealous. Right?
Yeah.
Jealous. So,
envy.
Mm-hmm. Envy or jealous envy ones? Yeah. Jealous. That's jealous against the...
To want it.
Desire.
Strong desire.
So they are breaking in commandments right and left.